If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Why I started waking up at 5:30 a.m. and how it changed my life. We keep hearing about how early birds are way more productive and successful. Tim Cook, Richard Branson, and Howard Schultz all wake up at 5:30 a.m., or even earlier. So one day, I decided to conduct an experiment to find out whether it's truly helpful or necessary. And this simple decision has definitely changed my life. But before we get into all the details, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and turn on notifications. Now you won't miss a thing. According to statistics, the average person in America rises sometime between 6 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. I was never really an exception to this generally accepted routine of getting up at 7:45 in the morning, leaving for work by 8 a.m., and sipping a large cup of coffee on the go. Then there was the long and tedious commute, after which I'd reach my office around 9 a.m. After work, I was so exhausted that my only wish was to lie down and do nothing. So I did precisely that. No gym, no self-development, and no creative planning. Just a blurry mind and a constant feeling of tiredness day after day. Was it finally time to shake things up a bit? My answer was yes. And this is how the most important experiment of my life began. I'm not going to lie. The first couple of days were the worst. I could barely keep my eyes open, and I dreamed about getting back to sleep. This was no surprise since I've always considered myself to be a night owl. Luckily, my willpower won the battle and I made myself continue with the experiment. After the first week, however, I learned an eye-opening truth about myself. Mornings are the most productive time of day for me. It was like finding out that your enemy is actually your closest friend. My productivity just kept getting better and better. I started to wake up with a clear mind, a well-rested body, and the ability to immediately concentrate on important tasks and set goals for the following day. It turns out that early rises give you way more time to do things than you'd ever imagine. I do so many tasks before starting work in the morning that I'm amazed by how I've already done so much when my family members haven't even woken up yet. Needless to say, by the time the evening rolls around, I have no more work left to do and can spend more time with the people I love. The greatest bonus ever! Another wonderful addition is being able to take my time. Before this experiment, I used to start my day by jumping out of bed, late as usual, and rushing to get myself ready. But I still usually arrived at work late. True story, right? I walked into my office looking disheveled and grumpy, barely awake, and behind everyone else. That's certainly not a great way to start the day. My new sleeping regime, however, gave me 2 extra hours before I had to leave for work. That period of time was enough for me to get organized and even enjoy a hot cup of freshly ground coffee and read a couple of pages from my favorite book. Just ask yourself this: when was the last time you did that before work? For me, this moment alone makes all the effort worthwhile. All the spare time I had opened the doors to new possibilities, habits, and hobbies. Of course, it's your call what to pick. I find that developing new habits is crucial to one's self-improvement, and the extra morning hours are the perfect time to make it happen. So I dedicated mine to personal growth and planning. I added brand new things to my morning routine. It was typically brushing my teeth, shaving, and getting dressed. But during the experiment, I also gulped down a glass of warm water right after that and went to my desk to do some reading and planning for the day. No weekend break either. If you decide to try a similar experiment, don't forget that a morning ritual is much more than just a way to organize your morning routine. It helps you easily insert new habits among your old ones by chaining all the tasks together. Try to create your morning ritual in the form of a to-do list, and you'll form new good habits while perfecting your old ones. By the way, one of the habits you can pick up is working out. I know, training is no fun. Boo! Look, I'd rather be eating pizza too. But the thing is, you can always choose the exercises that you like. For example, if you hate burpees but love jogging, then just jog and forget about the burpees once and for all. If you can't stand push-ups but don't mind a plank, include it in your workout. Trust me, when your training session consists of the exercises that you find bearable and even enjoyable, it feels good. I quickly figured out that going to the gym right after work was most likely to be put off because of the other things that come up or simply because of tiredness. Morning exercises, on the other hand, can never get canceled. Thanks to the extra time I'd gained, I started jogging for 30 minutes every morning and lost about 4 pounds after a month. And I'm not gonna stop there. I'm on a mission here, guys. If you're an introvert and enjoy spending time alone in silence, you'll definitely have a new level of appreciation for early rises. And that's my favorite thing about them too. No kids yelling, no babies crying, no cars honking, and no television noise. The early morning hours are really peaceful. Nothing was distracting me from important tasks. I could easily gather my thoughts, plan ahead, and focus effectively on what I was doing at that moment. In the middle of my experiment, I found out that Jeremy Corst, the former general manager of Microsoft, wakes up between 3:30 and 4 a.m. for the same reasons. Clarity of thought and quiet time. During the following 2 hours in the morning, he usually does all his work that requires the most focus without any distractions. After all, as Pascal once said, the sole cause of a man's unhappiness is that he does not know how to stay quietly in his room. And waking up early will certainly help you learn the art of peacefulness. Getting to work also became much more comfortable. No one likes traveling in rush hour, and I'm no exception. But if you have a morning commute, you can take an earlier bus or train that is less busy and more pleasant to travel on, and you'll arrive more quickly. If you're a driver, you can avoid heavier traffic and reduce your journey time significantly. Or, better yet, you can start commuting by bike as I did during the experiment. One of the most pleasant forms of exercising ever. My breakfast meals also changed for the better. During my experiment, I found a fascinating article about a study conducted by Crossmodal Research Laboratory of Oxford University in the UK. The study's results confirm that we should consume about 15 to 25% of our daily energy intake in our morning meal. Without breakfast, we usually get so hungry by lunchtime that we eat lots of unhealthy yet pleasurable foods. Before the experiment, by the time I'd woken up, I had to be somewhere else already. That's why I almost always skipped breakfast. But those quiet morning hours before work solved this problem perfectly. I had enough time to not only prepare breakfast, but to sit down and enjoy it as well. And after that, I'll never go back to my old, I'll just grab a snack, ways. And last but not least, another bonus of my little experiment was the quality of my sleep. As a night owl, I used to go to sleep and wake up at random times. But when you have to wake up early, you have no other choice but to establish a proper sleeping schedule. During this month-long experiment, I realized that I don't need to stay in bed for 10 to 12 hours to get enough sleep. Waking up at 5:30, I feel rested and full of energy to start a new day. A regular sleep schedule improves the quality of your sleep and makes you feel better. And for all these reasons, my experiment never really ended. I still wake up at 5:30 every morning to enjoy my day to the fullest. Think about it. Maybe you want to try this adventure yourself. If the answer is yes, then you'll probably need some tips on how to become an early riser, especially if you are naturally a hardcore night owl. No problem. I went through the same transformation, and there are some incredibly useful things that helped me on my way. First of all, open your curtains before going to bed. The logic behind this one is simple. With the first rays of sun, you'll be forced to wake up. Setting a curfew for electronics can also be a great solution. According to the National Sleep Foundation, electronic devices make it more difficult for you to get to sleep because their blue light restrains the production of melatonin, the hormone that controls sleep cycles. So it's not a bad idea to withdraw from your phone, tablet, and TV at least an hour before bed if you want to improve the quality of your sleep. Of course, going to sleep earlier is a must. If you decide to get up 2 hours earlier, go to bed at least 2 hours earlier too. Only then will you get enough sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, try reading in bed or listening to an audiobook. On the other hand, if you find it difficult to get up that early in the morning, put your alarm across the room from your bed. If it's right next to the bed, you'll shut it off or hit snooze and fall asleep again. But if it's out of your reach, it won't be that easy to continue sleeping. If it works, start doing your morning ritual as soon as possible. Go to the bathroom and brush your teeth. Your quick actions will leave no room for feeling sleepy and returning to bed. As I was preparing for the experiment, I found a rather interesting approach created by comedian Jerry Seinfeld. He uses a calendar system to force himself to write his jokes. Basically, he has a big wall calendar, and for every day that he writes new material, he puts a big red X on it. He aims to create an unbroken chain of these X marks for as long as he can. This is a great way to build a new lifestyle because it gives you a visual record of your success and allows you to see how far you've come. As you go further and further, be sure to reward yourself for every step. For me, the reward was a cup of tasty herbal tea or a good book. Your reward could be a delicious treat for breakfast, watching the sunrise, or meditating. Anything you take pleasure in. And that's everything you need to know if you want to proceed with the experiment yourself. Hang in there for the first couple days and cherish all the amazing results for the rest of your life. Good luck!